You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Friday, end of another work week, also the end of another month, final day of February, Friday, February the 28th, 2025. Really a nice start here in downtown Wausau at our 98.9 WXCO studios at the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street. Fair skies, a bit breezy out there, but warm temperatures, 43 degrees, 43 here to start things off. Enjoy the warmth, because it's not going to stick around that long for this Friday. In fact, by middle part of the day, we're going to start going down. Winds will start to go up, but we'll get all those details with Brittany Merlot in just a few minutes. Also, really quick to note as well, coming up at 10 a.m. this morning until 6 p.m. this evening, a wind advisory goes in effect for Wausau and Marathon County. Gusty winds will blow around and tree limbs could be blown down. A few power outages may result as well. Northwest winds anywhere from 25 to 45 miles per hour expected later this morning throughout the course of the afternoon into the early evening. Again, we'll get more details on that when we get a chance to speak to our meteorologist, Brittany Merlot, coming up at 8:21 this morning. Also coming up on the program at 8:34, we'll be talking to Mike Clemens. Mike is our Civic Media sports reporter and our guy that really is right on top of things. He's made the transition after being in Green Bay for all the football season. Now he's starting to look at the Milwaukee Bucks as they head towards the playoffs. There is some NFL to talk about. In fact, I spoke a little off there because he's actually still focusing on the NFL. As I just take a peek, I got a note from Mike. He is at the NFL scouting combine in Indianapolis, and that's right now the epicenter of the National Football League. 300 of the top college football players come to Indy, get a physical exam, work out on the field for NFL team scouts, do interviews with the various teams interested in drafting them. So he is in Indy taking a look at that. Three Wisconsin Badgers are there. And he had a chance to speak to Hunter Wolder, the Badger star defensive back. So we'll talk about what Hunter Wolder had to say. Mike also had a chance to talk to Packer GM Brian Gutekunst. We'll see what Mike found out with the Packer GM. Again, there's going to be a lot of NFL talk. And Mike Clemens never gets too far away from what's going on with the Packers and the NFL, so we'll talk to Mike from Indy coming up at 8:34. We'll talk about other Wisconsin sports headlines. The Bucks win again last night. Bucks defeated the Denver Nuggets 121-112, winners of five of their last six. Ever since the Bucks made some of those major trades, Paul Mick, like I said, they were better. Looks like at this point they are a bit better, so we'll talk about that and more with Paul Micklegg coming up at 9:21 this morning here on the program as well. We will then wrap things up at the end of the show at 9:51 with our daily history lesson. Talk about some of the famous events in American history and world history as well. Celebrity birthdays, days that are being acknowledged. And then, of course, we will wrap things up with our number for the day quiz and a chance to do something really kind of cool today. Be able to match the all-time best week, because Ian has won three in a row, had the correct answer with our number for the day quiz. on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And now a chance to make it four in a row, make it four out of five this week, and that would be a tie for his all-time best week. So something to look forward to at the end of the program as well. So
indeed,
lots on the plate here this morning, and you just heard the voice, our in-studio engineer, producer, Ian Welsh. Ian, good morning.
Good morning, Chad.
Are you excited to try to make it four in a row to wrap up the week?
I am. It's nice to try to end the week on a positive note, especially after the last 3 weeks where I was kind of in a rut, getting only a one out of five.
It's fun when you get it right, isn't it? I can tell because you really do think about it. You really do try to figure it out.
Yeah.
And when you make your answer,
mental muscles are moving and the gears are grinding. And
but when you make that answer, then you wait for me to give the result.
Yep.
I can see that you are just trying to will it to be right. Mm-hmm. And then when I say it and you are right, I can just see the pure joy that comes in your face. So,
and also the sigh of relief, too.
Yeah, maybe more of a relief than the joy. But
it would be awesome to match my record of 4 out of 5 because
That's hard.
It's been a while since I've done that.
But that's hard.
And it's not easy.
It hasn't really been that long. It's only been about a month, actually.
Mm.
It just seems like it's been long because the last 3 weeks were so bad. But no, we will do that coming up. Also, wanted to kind of start off today. Yesterday, we had a chance to talk to Judge Susan Crawford here on the program.
Yeah.
And she paid a visit yesterday here to Wausau and spoke to the Marathon County Democratic Party. Some folks at the party headquarters in Wausau, Nancy Stenzel, who of course appears on our show every other week and talks about what's going on with the Democratic Party here in Marathon County. She sent some pictures, sent some notes, said that Susan Crawford spoke to a packed house at the Marathon County Democratic Party headquarters yesterday.
Nice.
Said a crowd of 75 people came to hear her commit to phone banking, postcards, and door-to-door canvassing, and sent some really nice pictures of Judge Crawford. And I heard that she had, was really great with the folks, able to, talk to the people, answer their questions, and really have a connection. And when I got this email from Nancy, something that kind of jumped out to me is you compare this, and, 75 people, you say, 75 people. I mean, is that really that? Yes, because you're in this room. That's a packed house. But it made me start thinking. You have these 75 people that not only came to hear Judge Crawford speak, but as Nancy said in her note, that committing to phone banking and knocking on doors, talk about this race between now and a month from tomorrow, really work in this election. Not just write a check. Not just put in a lot of money. And it made me think about the comparison between these folks who may not be the wealthiest people in the world, but just want to give their time in a cause that they believe in, that they feel like it's important that the state Supreme Court does not go back to a conservative majority and put into jeopardy the fair maps that were put into place and other important court cases that we'll see over the next year. And then you compare that, the people that are actually here in central Wisconsin, here in the state of Wisconsin, who are living the life and the consequences of who is on the Supreme Court and who is elected to office, whether at the Supreme Court level or at the State Department of Public Instruction coming up or any other of the races that are going on. And then you compare it to Elon Musk, who it's been reported recently, wrote a big check to put a lot of money into spots to go after Susan Crawford, to prop up Brad Schimmel. But we're not going to see Elon Musk here. We're not going to see Elon Musk have to face the consequences of the result of this election. It goes back to the idea of unlimited money in politics. And I go back again when I was much younger, and I think this was probably well before your time, when Russ Feingold was a young senator in Washington, D.C. He was first elected in 1992. And in fact, I remember the 1992 election because I was going to college at UW-Eau Claire at the time. And I still remember the long lines at the University Center for people to vote. And 1992 was the first time that I was able to vote. And Russ Feingold was elected, beating Bob Caston, the incumbent, that year. It was a Democratic year. Clinton was elected president. The idea of the importance of elections. But then Russ Feingold got into office, and he worked with a guy named John McCain, Republican from Arizona. And for many years, McCain-Feingold was trying to make a more fair system when it came to funding elections and the amount of money that folks can put into it, campaign finance reform. And they worked hard and hard and hard. And the person that was most against it is a guy that's just going to be wrapping up his final term in office here. He's not running for re-election in 2026, just announced in the last couple of weeks. Mitch McConnell. And back then, Mitch McConnell was not the Republican leader in the Congress. He was just one of the members of the United States Senate. But he was the one that really was the one that put up the roadblocks when it came to McCain-Feingold. And it took years and years and years. And then finally, maybe not exactly what McCain and Feingold wanted to get passed, but they were finally able to get passed some campaign finance reform. And then when McCain actually ran for president in 2000, especially, he talked about the Iron Triangle that led to bad government. And one of the parts of it was this flawed campaign finance system. But finally, they were able to get something passed. But then, of course, Citizens United came in and threw that across. Just threw it away. Got rid of it. And now what we see is just unbelievable deregulation of when it comes to campaign finance. And you have a person like Elon Musk that gives nearly $300 million to a presidential campaign, as he helped Donald Trump get elected last November. And now he's decided he's going to put a lot of his money into Wisconsin, a place where I doubt he is going to step a foot in anytime soon. Yeah. And we have then the comparison, as I said. What happened yesterday? Susan Crawford comes here to Wausau, speaks in front of 75 people at the Democratic Party headquarters, and these people are not going to write big checks. I'm sure they'll give some. Maybe small checks, but not big checks like Elon Musk. But they're going to do the footwork of democracy. They're going to go door to door. They're going to talk about the issues with people here in this community. So I just think that when you look at what democracy needs, it's more of that and less of Elon Musk putting unlimited amounts of money and others. So and true. Whether Democratic or Republican, I wish the Democrats would fight even harder for campaign finance than they are now as well, because we've seen Democrats actually do pretty well when it comes to campaign fundraising. But coming up next, we'll talk about the weekend weather with Brittany here on WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Welcome back. Friday morning, Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Again, you can join us by calling or texting us at 715-382-9297. That's 715-382-9297. You can also join us by using your Civic Media app. Every station on the Civic Media Radio Network is on the app. Open it up. You'll see, I think the fourth one down is 98.9 WXCO. Click on that, and then you'll see a button to send us an email. Go to our website, send us a text or give us a call. So it's all right there. You can also listen to us wherever you may be all around the world. So if you haven't downloaded the app yet, do it. It's free. It will always be free. Just go to your app store, search out Civic Media, download the app, and be connected with us wherever you may be. Also, again, you can join us as well by going to YouTube.com and go to the 98.9 WXCO page on the site. Again, that's YouTube.com. the 98.9 WXCO page, and be able to see a video stream of what we're up to here in Wausau. And as I take a peek just to my right, looking out the window, it is a nice start here weather-wise in north central Wisconsin. Some clouds out there, a little bit breezy, but the temperature in the 40s. Enjoy it now because it's going to cool off as we get throughout our day. The person that knows all the information about our weather for today and for the weekend is our meteorologist, Brittany Merlot. And Brittany, good morning.
Good morning, Chad. Your favorite system is swinging by, the Clipper.
I love the Clipper.
it's a fun name. And boy, do they clip, and they clip fast.
Yes, and that's the cool part of it. You know, it's like, bang, Clipper, in and out. But today, I saw that the National Weather Service has issued a wind advisory. It's going to be very breezy, and I heard you talking as well that it's so windy that it could cause some issues with trees and power. I mean, is it going to be that windy, and can that happen?
Yes. So there's a couple of things working together to make this kind of a perfect storm. So this system is moving by so fast. It's pretty powerful, and these are going to reach 40 to 50 miles per hour, and it's going to be through a good chunk of the day. This isn't going to be just for a few hours. It's going to start this afternoon and continue into the evening before it starts to ease up overnight, and it's still going to be quite blustery overnight and into tomorrow morning, too. So we're really not going to see the relief in the wind completely until Sunday. That's a nice, calm, sunny, comfortable day. But until then, we're going to be battling some wind chills and some vicious winds, and I'm talking we're at the chance of trees coming down because of the soil being so saturated from all of the recent snow melt, all of that. It's easier for them to just get pushed over from wind gusts at about 50 miles per hour. So if we see those peak wind gusts, we are going to be pushing that potential. Plus the trees, those limbs could come down and get knocked down pretty easily, especially if some of them are dead from over the winter. And then those land on power lines. And of course, just the power lines in general, trying to battle the 50-mile-per-hour winds, I think we're going to definitely see some outages spread across the state as we go through the day. So what's happening is the Clipper system is actually swinging across Lake Superior into the UP and into the state of Michigan. But because we're on the south end of it, the cold front slams us, and our highs, we're sitting at them right now. So we're only going to get colder by this afternoon. This should move through afternoon before 3. It'll push on through. This is also the chance when we have for a few spotty sprinkles could pop up ahead of it. And then behind it, some flurries could be flying because of this crazy disturbance. I mean, it's just moving through so fast, it's going to spark up some of those chances. Now, it's not going to be an accumulating snow. It's not going to be a heavy downpour. It's just going to be a little bit of precipitation spinning up from this moving through. The main event is the wind.
It feels so good right now when I was coming into work. I mean, it really felt nice out there. And even with that little bit of wind, it's really that's one of the nice things as we get towards spring and summer. It's like when you come into work and you walk out the door and it feels so nice. Mm-hmm.
You're going to leave work today and be like, uh-oh, where's my jacket?
Go to lunch, you'll probably be, I guess, you know, maybe not quite that soon, but nevertheless. And then you said it's going to be kind of chilly tomorrow, isn't it?
Yeah. So our actual temperatures overnight fall to about 10 degrees. So early tomorrow morning with the wind chill on top of that, it's going to be feeling below zero. So coming from temperatures in the 40s to feeling below zero, it's going to be a little shock in the morning. And then throughout the afternoon, we're only going to hit highs in the mid 20s. So it's still going to be a little breezy, probably feeling more like the teens throughout tomorrow. The good news is it's going to be bright, beautiful, super sunny, and that continues to be the case into Sunday, too. A ton of sunshine, calm winds, and highs on Sunday will climb slightly above freezing into the mid-30s. But next week, oh, man, we've got a big system headed our way.
the teaser, you know. Make sure we get everyone to tune back in on Monday to hear about some interesting weather next week.
Absolutely. But I will say, be careful Monday morning. We're probably looking at a wintry mix. You're probably going to be battling some snow and probably some freezing rain. Join me. We'll continue to track it, and then I'll let you know what's after that.
Yeah, we don't want you slipping as you walk across the street or on the sidewalks or even driving in on Monday morning. So, yep, keep an eye on that Monday, and then tune in when Brittany joins us again Monday morning. Brittany, have a wonderful weekend, and we'll catch you on Monday.
Bye, Brittany.
Thanks. You too. Bye, guys.
That is our meteorologist, Brittany Merlot, joins us every weekday morning here on 98.9 WXCO. Right now, again, a nice start. 43 degrees, fair and breezy conditions. Winds out of the southwest at 21 miles per hour. Gusting as high as 32 miles per hour. So the wind chill factor right now is 34. The dew point is 27. Relative humidity of 53%. The barometer at 29.24 inches. That's rather low. We don't usually see it that low. So 29.24 inches. And the visibility is 10 miles. Coming up, we're going to get an information update. We do it at the top and the bottom of every hour. Let you know what's going on around the country, around the world, around the state, and around the area. Plus Mike Clemens with sports, weather, and a whole bunch more. And then right after that, we will be joined from Indianapolis by our Civic Media sports reporter, Mike Clemens. Find out what's going on as the NFL Combine is going on in Indiana. With Ian Welsh, I'm Chad Holmes. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Friday morning, heading towards another big sports weekend, but a man that is always on the move, and today, and I can hear the activity behind him. It's our Civic Media and 98.9 WXCO sports reporter, Mike Clemens. He is in Indianapolis, Indiana, at the NFL Combine. And, Mike, good morning.
Good morning to you. Yeah, I'm right in the middle of the heart of the Indiana Convention Center in downtown Indianapolis, where there's, as I look around the room, there's about 1,000 credentialed media members here, and there's about 12 different podiums, all with different players, including over at podium number 5, a kid that used to be the quarterback in Madison and then moved to Florida, Graham Mertz, talking to the media right now. And I just overheard him say, he's made the transition to Florida where he can golf year-round, et cetera. But, you know, if he gets drafted as a backup quarterback from anywhere from the Chiefs to Buffalo or whatever, he's played in the cold before, so that's kind of the experience going on here.
Real quickly, just on Mertz, I know he had some injury issues last year. Did you mention anything about that? He's back healthy and all that?
I just caught him in the tail end. I'm sure he got. He's coming off an ACL.
Well, I mean, it is. I mean, just it just sounds like it's semi chaos. Is it? Is it as exciting as it seems? I mean, what, 300-plus players, all the NFL scouts and the front office folks and coaches? I mean, it sounds like just a huge, huge event.
Well, I think it is because, you know, this is the dream, man. I mean, you know, you've been playing football since Pee Wee when you're 8 or 9 and then junior high, and you get into a high school program and you're lifting those weights, and then you manage to get a scholarship to a major university. And let's say that, you know, you were just a kid in Muskego outside of Milwaukee just, you know, not so long ago, and you decide, man, that's what I want to do. I want to be a football player. And you work your way until you get into Madison, and Paul Chryst brings you along. But then, you know, he gets fired, and then you get a new coach in Luke Fickell. And I'm talking about Hunter Roller, who I got a chance to spend almost a half hour with yesterday. He's down here as one of the 3 Badger players, and yeah, this is his dream, man. And I think that's a kid that's probably is going to get drafted, maybe in the fourth round. And not only to be a safety or backup safety in his rookie season somewhere, but as a special teams player, tough as nails. And, you know, I think he was, I mean, he can show that he's, when you ask him, like, what do you think you can offer these guys here in your 4 years at the Badgers? He said, football intelligence. And I think his time with Jim Leonard and Chris and then Fickell, you know, that's what he's learned, that he can figure this stuff out. He can diagnose things that offenses are trying to do. And he's a tough-nosed player. You saw that in his time with the Badgers. I said, you know, it's kind of weird. I mean, you go to the Badgers and you know, every year it's an automatic. They're going to contend for the Big Ten. They're going to go to a bowl game. Your last season, how much does it stink that, you know, your senior year, you go 5-7, both quarterbacks head for the transfer portal, and for the first time in 22 years, you don't go to a bowl game. And he says, he nodded, he acknowledged, yeah, you know, it's tough. Might have even heard his story as well. But he said, I believe in Coach Fickell. He said, and he named some of the position coaches they brought in the last year and some of the kids and things that are coming into Madison now through the transfer portal or being recruited. He said, give it a couple of years, and the Badgers will make me proud as an alum.
One of the things that often, you know, is talked about at the Combine are not just the on-field physical activities, but the interviews as well. And I imagine that a guy like Wohler, it would be one that would be just very impressive in that setting. So this could be a great opportunity for him, right?
Yeah, you know, we talked about some of the interviews that he'd already had, not with the Packers yet, but with a couple of other teams in the NFL. One was with the Saints. And I said, so what's some of the questions that kind of throw you? And he thought about it. He said, here's one. He goes, like, what do you think is your worst attribute? You know, what is the thing you need to work on the most? And that had him sort of, you know, scrambling to talk about, well, and there's certain kinds of tackles that I need to make in certain zones. And he kind of gave a detailed football answer about that. So that's what, you know, you want to do. I've known about this for years. One of the teams that got into using video in meetings, you remember that show that John Gruden used to do on ESPN?
Yes.
Bring a guy into a trailer and they'd go over tape and stuff. You know who? Remember where he used to work at? The Green Bay Packers. The Packers were one of the first teams to bring out equipment down and into an interview room, and this college kid comes in for 20 minutes and they throw up plays like, what would you do in this? Or they show you, like, sort of, this is your life. Hey, what the hell are you thinking on this play, you know, last year against Michigan? So, you know, they show you the positive moments, embarrassing moments, and then you have to explain yourself under the gun, because that's what you're going to have to do as a player in the NFL. The Browns head coach, Kevin Stefanski, we got to talk to him in the hallway. He said, it's like speed dating, man. you've got, you know, 20 minutes to talk about a kid, and you got a high, you know, you're the top three draft picks. You know, how much, but, you know, they've got the 30 visits now where they let the players, you get to pick 30 players that actually come to your town, come to your facility, spend the day, you know, meet guys, you can work them out on the field, that kind of thing. But, you know, this is the initial meeting. And so he says that we've actually got like a countdown clock, and it's scripted. It's highly scripted. And sometimes his coaches do what they call the 6-minute install. So it's like, okay, for 6 minutes, we're going to teach you some new plays. And then the rest of our time is going to be pop quiz time. How good is your recall? How much did you understand? So yeah, it's fascinating what they do with some of these interviews, Chad.
You also had a chance for some significant time with Packer GM Brian Gutekunst, and obviously where the Packers are right now, they're trying to take that next step. What'd you hear from from Brian?
So, you know, by rule of the NFL, these GMs, I have to talk to the media maybe 4 or 5 times a year, especially during training camp. And then once, you know, during around combine time, it's the start of a new year, really. It's page one of the new year. And for years, Ron Wolf, and especially Ted Thompson, he would just meet with the beat writers, just about 7 or 8 newspaper guys. maybe for a lunch in Green Bay like a week before the combine. And a lot of it was kind of off the record, but background and more informal, and just sitting around a conference table, you know, talking about the team, the past season, and maybe the things that he anticipates he's going to have to do. And so in the last couple of years, I got a text one time, and I got invited, probably because of the fact that we've also got some, you know, Packer radio stations, a part of Civic Media, and, you know, your local coverage, whatever. So I got to sit at the table for like a second, third year in a row, and that you get a text, go to this room, go to this team hotel, be there, there's some coffee, and you walk in, and there's Brian sitting at the table with the door closed, and we talked to him for an hour. And what I got out of it was this. I think Jair Alexander's time is done. Mm-hmm. I think they're working on a deal there. I don't think that Brian Gutekunst is in any hurry to get around two draft picks to get Myles Garrett, the edge rusher, who had 14 sacks again last year, 29 years old, who wants the hell out of Cleveland right now. I don't think he's going to do that. And people say, well, what about the Reggie White move 30 years ago? That helped to get a Super Bowl. Yeah, well, he was a free agent.
Right.
We didn't have to give that kind of capital. And I think my sense is, you know, you can always get some help for your team in free agency, but I don't see the kind of trick like we pulled last year. We got Xavier McKinney, you know, an all-pro defensive player as a safety and a leader on your defense, and then Josh Jacobs, number 8, your running back on offense, who pretty much ran the offense the second half of the season. I don't think he sees that there out there.
Packers were banged up, to say the least, when the season came to an end, and some significant injuries. Were you able to find out any updates on some of the big names that were really hurt significantly at the end of the year?
And the first thing we wanted to talk about was Christian Watson, their speedy, tall wide receiver who went down with a horrible ACL injury in his knee against the Bears in the final regular season game of the year. He has now had the surgery. There were not complications, but they don't think he'll be ready until November. What about Romeo Doubs, another one of your receivers, who had two severe concussions last year? Is he concussion prone? They don't believe so. How about Jayden Reed, number 11? Not only great receiver, but, you know, kind of your gadget guy, your punt returner. And I told you after the game in Philadelphia, he turned around his locker after the season-ending loss against the Eagles, and there his arm was in a sling. And I said, what happened? It dislocated his shoulder. He had to have surgery on that shoulder. He'll probably miss some of the OTAs. So that's the status of those three receivers. Now, in terms of, you know, do they need to bring in a receiver? Yeah, and I could see them bringing in some mid-level guy or, you know, drafting some more guys to bring in some competition, but that's the status there. Oh, then this one other thing I thought was really interesting was Kenny Clark. Jay Glazer from the Fox NFL on Fox, the insider there, on Monday posted a video. You know, Jay built his reputation on going to Arizona. Why? Because in the offseason, that's where all the players were to get ready for the season. Weightlifting, there's certain clinics. So Jay says, hi, it's Jay Glazer. I'm in Panama with a bunch of NFL players, and I'm here with Kenny Clark, who is here to get some stem cell treatments for his knee injury. And Kenny was on video, and like, there he is. And I said, Brian, have you seen this story? He goes, yeah, I'm aware. But he goes, but, you know, our Flea, Brian Engel, our head trainer, he's aware of the place. You know, it's got good credibility. And, yeah, it shows you what some of these players are doing, paying out of their own pockets to get the best treatment they can, even if it has to be exotic and go to Panama or something like stem cell.
What is the protocol with something like that, Mike? Are players able to, in terms of you know, treatment for injury issues, how much can they do? Do the teams have any veto power in that kind of circumstance?
I don't know. If you follow Aaron Rodgers, you can just be in a jungle in Costa Rica with a bunch of folks, and you got your face all painted up and, you know, burning incense and shut. I mean, you can do whatever the hell you want, really, but it would be a good idea to check in with your employer as to exactly what you're doing to your body, because they'd like to know.
I got to ask you one. You mentioned that name, Aaron Rodgers. Are you hearing anything on where he might end up or if he's going to play next year?
No, not really. You know, it's the same stuff that you read there. And I just know that the Jets' new regime, Aaron Glenn, former defense coordinator of the Lions, he moved on. He interviewed those people and said the guy, he's a great guy, he's a nice guy, but he's weird, and he's pushing everybody's buttons. And, the Sala lost his job, the GM lost his job, and as Rich Eisen said, he did just enough to play fantasy football, like old guys do with Davante Adams, to get 5 wins and screw up the Jets in terms of their draft pick.
No, I think that was not a shock at all. I mean, when you come in, you want to, start anew, and there was no way they're going to start anew if they had Aaron Rodgers and his band of buddies still hanging around. So.
Yeah.
All right.
So, someone will find a fit for him, right? Someone will find a fit, and whether it's there, they'll draft a quarterback and have him get through the next season or two. But yeah, I could give you some names of teams that I think where he might be a fit. But right now, I've been just busy trying to chase down these other stories.
Yeah.
And, talking to Badger players too this weekend as well.
Very cool. We'll definitely be keeping an eye on your reports from Indy. Hey, again, enjoy your time there. Thanks for all the updates, and we'll catch you next week.
Thank you, Chad.
That is our WXCO and Civic Media sports reporter, Mike Clemens, from the NFL Combine in Indianapolis. I am Chad Holmes. It is the Chad Holmes Show. Time is 8:49. 98.9 WXCO. There's a ringing in my head that keeps me awake at night. Sometimes I don't know what is right. Today I saw a car cross the little dog under its wheel.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
State tournament is on the line Friday night as the Wausau West hockey team takes on Eau Claire Memorial in a sectional final. Hear all the exciting action live on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app, starting with the pregame show at 6:50 and the opening face-off at 7 p.m. Wausau West Hockey on 98.9 WXCO is brought to you by the Cloverbelt Credit Union, Red Robin Restaurants, Sun Printing, the Wausau West Athletic Department, Coast to Coast Marketing, and the Wausau West Hockey Booster Club. It's Wausau West taking on Eau Claire Memorial in a Division I Hockey Sectional Championship game. Friday night, starting with the pregame show at 6:50, opening face-off at 7 p.m. on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app.
Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. You just heard a promo for tonight. Big, 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 big game here as the Wausau West Warriors take on Eau Claire Memorial in a sectional championship round game. The winner moves on to the state tournament in Madison next week, and we will have live coverage tonight. I'll be heading over to Triple Falls for that one. We'll be on the air at 6:45 for the pregame, opening faceoff at 7, and I find that the sectional championship game is the most exciting game. I think state is wonderful, but there was a coach that I knew that for many years covered would say that getting to the state tournament is the cake. So that is the important aspect. Get there. And then what you do there is the icing on the cake. So you get to the sectional final. You need one more win to earn a state tournament bid. you try to get there. Once you get there, then you'll find out what happens, and you'll try to win that championship. But, man, it's always a,
it's very exciting.
A packed house usually, incredible intensity. And if you can't make it to a Chippewa Falls tonight, hopefully you can join us here on 98.9 WXCO, starting with the pregame show at 6:45 and the opening faceoff at 7 o'clock. And we'll do it again tomorrow as well, because likewise, the Central Wisconsin Storm have an opportunity to make it to the state tournament again. They are the defending state champs.
Yeah.
And tomorrow they will be playing in Menominee. So I'll be heading west tonight, be heading west tomorrow, and be in Menominee for that one as the Storm take on the Hayward Hurricanes. And it'll be an afternoon game, late afternoon game. Pre-game coverage at 3:45 and the opening face-off at 4 o'clock. And again, it just should be fantastic. Again, there's so much excitement. There's so much energy. There is so much tension. And it's one of the funnest times of the year for me. So
another great weekend for high school sports.
And when that game is done, knock on wood, there's no overtime.
Yeah.
Because if there's overtime, that may cause me problems. But I'm going to assume tonight that the Marathon girls basketball team wins. And I'm going to assume that McDonald wins. And if that's the case, then the Marathon Red Raiders would travel to McDonald in Chippewa Falls. And I looked at my little map, and it's a 33-minute drive from the Menominee Ice Arena to Chippewa Falls McDonald High School. And if the game ends...
That's not so bad.
Well, if the game ends around the time it's supposed to, I should be able to get there in time.
Oh.
But if they go to overtime, then I probably
won't.
Might
be a little bit of an issue.
So the plan is to do the Storm game against Hayward with a face-off at 4. Hopefully that game will be done 5:45, maybe 6 at the outside, but be able to pack up, be out of there by 6, try to get to McDonald by 6:35, 6:40, get on the air at 6:50, and then have the tip-off at 7 o'clock. Marathon tonight in Girls Hoops has a game against Cadott, and they're the number 3 seed in the bracket in D4. McDonald, number 2 seed, they're expected to win. So again, when you start assuming things, then you get off the rails a little bit. But the hope is to have...
It's all about time management.
Exactly. So the hope is to be able to have the Storm at 4, 3:45 airtime, and the Marathon girls in a regional final tomorrow night at 6:50 with the opening tip at 7 o'clock. So
I don't even know how hockey overtimes work.
Well, they can go for a long time. There was a game that went 5 overtimes the other night.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, it was a long night for those teams. But hopefully, knock on wood, we get it done in regulation, and we have a doubleheader of high school playoff action tomorrow. Again, it's just such a fun time, and there are games all over the place tonight. There are girls basketball regional semifinals throughout Central Wisconsin, and you have an opportunity, if you are a fan and just want to see some really fun stuff, get out there, buy a ticket. It's a great bargain too, compared to, say, going to even a movie. I mean, the tickets for a high school sports event are so much lower than, say, a movie, and it gets so much excitement. You talk about drama, you get drama.
Absolutely.
The kids of your community are out there. See your neighbors as well. So
keeps you on the edge of your seat.
Exactly. But I'm looking forward tonight. Wausau West, Eau Claire Memorial, boys hockey sectional final. Also tonight down in Mosinee in a Division II sectional hockey final, try to punch their ticket to state. They take on Tomahawk. So good luck to Mosinee as well. Time is 8:58. Got an information update coming up. We'll have Paul Miklick join us as well in the next hour. I'm Chad Holmes, Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.